exactly what you think. You got to stop the bleeding first, then you can fix everything else. Very simple.
Just take it one step at a time.
What? One step at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's for sure. Okay, so, and I'm with you about legal versus illegal. We immigrate. Y'all get tired of me saying this, but I'm going to keep saying it until people start listening. We immigrate legally to this country more than the rest of the world combined. So there's a whole lot of other countries that have a lot fewer people immigrating every year, and a lot of them wouldn't want to, okay? We're about the only country in the world that people want to break into. But 3 million, which is three times what the legal immigration rate is not sustainable in illegal immigrants every single year. And that's what we know of, okay? Now, what I will say is there is a shut down the border, stop the flow, okay, of illegal immigrants. That's one and two. Then three is legal immigration and DACA, okay? I would say three parts. Legal immigration, DACA, and people that have been here a long time, okay? You have legal immigration that we need to fix, and we need to make it merit-based. We then need to lower the number of green cards by about 400,000 and use that 400,000 to clear the backlog of visas that people have been waiting for green cards. Clear the backlog, get caught up. People shouldn't have to wait 15 years if they've come here legally to become permanent citizens, okay? Or permanent residents. Then you can apply for citizenship. Two is the DACA kids, all right? I do not think DACA kids are all the way up to 16 years old, okay? But if you came to this country with your parents and you were 2 to 10 years old, and Donald Trump even agreed with me on this, you should be able to stay with your parents, and because you don't know anything else. Your home is not Mexico or wherever it is that you came from. And even Donald Trump in April of 2017 said to Nancy Pelosi, not Nikki Haley, Nancy Pelosi, he didn't interpose him. He knew who he was talking to. He said to her, I will give you the DACA kids and their parents, 2.2 million, if you will give me $5 billion for the wall. Even Donald Trump thought that was a good deal. Okay, so I know there's people out there, DA, you know who you are, that you say that's me being amnesty. No, that's me doing what Trump did. Okay, and I don't think he was for amnesty. Then there's a third group of people, which you're going to laugh about. But there's roughly 1.5 million illegal immigrants that have gone to the trouble to get tax ID numbers from the IRS, and they file taxes on time every year. Those people ought to be legalized. Okay, if they go to the trouble, you wouldn't do that if you didn't think you had some sort of legal claim. Because you have a whole group of people, and granted, I know you don't want to hear what Newt Gingrich said, where sometimes you got to take it family by family. Okay, I know you don't want to hear that, but sometimes you're going to have to take it family by family, because there are people that paid somebody $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 in their country, got documents. They thought they were coming here legally. They didn't know they were coming here illegally. They didn't find out till they got here. And then there's no way to kind of fix that. I don't know what the answer to that question is, except for the fact if you actually got a tax ID number and you're paying taxes, you probably ought to get into some kind of line where you can get to legal status, where you can get to at least a visa where you can stay. If you've gone to the trouble to get a tax ID number and file taxes, okay? Maybe that's crazy, and maybe that makes me an amnesty. You know what? I'm getting so close, Logan, to saying words that I shouldn't say. But I'm so angry about this, but I'm gonna catch myself, don't worry. Okay, you don't have to worry. But it's like, I'm so tired of people saying that if you're willing to talk about solutions, that you want amnesty and you just wanna be overrun. I think it's two different things.
No, I mean, that's not a crazy idea at all. And like you said, sometimes you just gotta bite your tongue sometimes.
I do. Sometimes I bite right through it. I do. Okay, so then we got another text message, and it doesn't have a name on it, but it said, Trump's saying that he intentionally interposed names is a lame attempt to cover his gaffe. Haley is correct that the U.S. can never align with Putin. Never. We can never.